I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. It's estimated that nearly 6.5 million people in the United States have heart failure. It's a condition in which the heart can't pump enough blood to meet the body's needs. Dr. Thomas DeSalvo is here to talk about this condition. Dr. DeSalvo is a professor of cardiology, and he's director of the Heart and Vascular Center at MUSC. Dr. DeSalvo, tell us a bit more about congestive heart failure.
Heart failure is a condition that affects multiple organs in the body. Typically, it's either a reduction in the heart's ability as a pump to provide the blood flow necessary to provide normal activity levels, or it's the ability of the heart to provide blood flow to a certain but limited level of activity because the heart tissue is stiffened and unable to fill except with very high pressures of blood that are transmitted back typically into the lungs, leading to shortness of breath.
And what are the symptoms beyond shortness of breath for this condition?
The symptoms, Bobby, can unfortunately be fairly nonspecific. Heart failure typically causes a reduction in exertional tolerance or exercise ability, usually experienced as some shortness of breath during activities. When more advanced, the shortness of breath may actually occur at night, rousing people from sleep with a sense of breathlessness. Occasionally, in advanced stages, patients may have a tendency to retain fluid or develop a state of edema, which is a swelling of the ankles or gain in weight due to fluid and sodium or salt retention.
Well, who's at risk of developing this condition, and also what role do genetics play?
Many of us, Bobby, unfortunately, are at risk if we have at-risk conditions, including high blood pressure, if we have diabetes, if we smoke, or if we're sedentary, or even just above our ideal body weight. Certainly, patients who have a clinical event like a heart attack are at much, much higher risk of this condition. We think that all versions of heart failure are affected by our genetics. In fact, many instances of heart failure that are not associated with acute heart attacks or primary problems in the heart valves, we think, have a heritable or genetic component.
Dr. DeSalvo, what can we do as individuals, or perhaps what actions can we take to help prevent heart failure?
The most important thing, Bobby, is to focus on the prevention of coronary artery disease, which is accounting for two-thirds of cases of heart failure. That means trying to avoid getting diabetes, in part by controlling weight and diet, never smoking, making sure blood pressure is at 120 over 80, in, if not slightly below, controlling cholesterol so that the LDL cholesterol is approximately 100, exercising a minimum of 150 minutes a week in moderate aerobic activity. That can be walking just 3.5 miles an hour for that duration. And finally, being attentive to trying to achieve as close to ideal body weight as is possible. And the American Heart Association has several websites and resources that can guide us in all of those six cardinal risk factors over our lifetimes.
Dr. DeSalvo, thanks for this information regarding congestive heart failure.
You're more than welcome, Bobby. It's been my pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.